Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice, on the web at wileymanager.com. Welcome back to another Wiley Manager Podcast. On today's show, Bob, the resident MBA on the Wiley Manager staff, is going to tell us 10 things that they won't teach you in business school.
Maybe I went to the wrong business school.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things that it sounds like you don't get the straight goods while you're in business school. We're going to help enlighten you.
Yeah, that's right. So you can throw your $80,000 MBA out the door. Come to the Wiley Manager, guys. We'll set you straight.
There you go. Before we get to that, though, we got a few new Facebook friends. We just want to say a quick shout out to.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. You tell us.
First
who's
one
on
up
Facebook.
Was Chuck Chucky. Now there's a handle. I like that name.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it's cool. Chuck Chucky, Sarah Nels, Bill Ben Chimura, Kobe Skriker, and Jeff Brockman joined us on Facebook. So welcome to you folks, and for those of you that aren't there yet, you can find Wiley Manager on Facebook. Like us and follow us along, ask some questions on there, and let us know what you're thinking.
We'd love to interact with you via Facebook or anywhere else.
All right, so back to the 10 things that they don't teach you in business school. What's the agenda for today's cast?
Well, very simple agenda today, Jed. I'm going to talk about who cares, like why are we talking about this? And then I'll give you the 10 things, and then I'll give you three things.
All right, three things to remember. Perfect. Why do we care, Bob? Why is this important?
Well, perhaps you're one of those managers who's considering going to doing some further education to go get an MBA or some other credential. Maybe you're just one of those managers who's got to deal with an MBA and find these people really annoying so you could show off with the things that you know that they don't. Or maybe, and again, this will become more clear as we run through the podcast, but there's some things that I would urge people to focus on as opposed to academic credentials. So,
well, given that you have one and I don't, I'm really interested in bullet number two.
Well, should we start with bullet number one, or should we all go to number two right away then? Okay.
So no, many managers have to deal with MBAs, whether they have one or not.
Yeah, this is true.
All right, so let's get through the 10 things then that they are not going to teach you in business school. Number one?
Okay, well, you know what? It's all about relationships, babe, right? So sorry to go all Deepak Chopra on you here, but the reality is that the smartest, hardworking person will not be successful if she can't get others to work with her, right? So it's all about your ability to connect. If you look at people that are truly, truly successful in the business world, they're the ones that manage to connect, right? So people look at a guy like Donald Trump, right, and his television persona. I don't know the man personally, so I can't tell you whether that's real or manufactured for television, but that doesn't work. Okay. So it may work for him being abrasive and, you know, naughty and nasty and condescending and disrespectful of others. I suspect that's largely to get TV ratings. I think probably if you talk to people that work for him, he's probably not quite that way. And even so, there's some things that may work for him that just wouldn't work for anybody else. But for the vast majority of us, that doesn't work.
All right, so they're not going to teach you how to get along well with others at your business school. You need to figure out another way to learn or get better at those skills.
I think even just valuing the fact that it's all about relationships is something that they don't teach at business school.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
All right, number two.
Number two is, and you'll like this one, Ted, that very few business school teachers have actually ever been in business. So... So I'm being a little bit a bit cheeky here on purpose,
yeah.
But there's a great quote, and I cannot remember. I remember hearing it, but I cannot remember who to attribute it to. So please phone me up and let me know who owns this quote. But
yeah.
Whoever this person was says a tenured business professor lecturing about free markets is a lot like a eunuch lecturing about sex. So. Which I actually quite like because it's the truth, right? So, and that's not to say that these guys don't have value. I do believe that business school professors do have value.
Sure.
I just don't think a lot of them have ever actually been entrepreneurs, right? I mean, the occasional one has. I don't think any of them ever actually run businesses. They're academics, right? And academics serve a very real and valid purpose. But these people have never actually been in business school. So one, when I was actually going through business school, I remember a professor and one of the older fellows in our class. He was probably in his mid-40s and was already a vice president for some organization. And this professor said, well, this is the way that it works. And he said, well, actually, it's not. Right?
Really?
And so they had this debate really in front of the class to boot. And she said, well, this is what the book says. And he says, well, your book's wrong. Right? And as it turns out... Yeah. As it turns out, he was right, and the professor was indeed wrong. And it just I'm not saying it's going to be that way every time. I am just saying it reinforces the point that the discussion was between a person who'd actually been there and done it and a person that had read about it, right, and never actually been in business. So just keep in mind that business school professors have never actually – a lot of them have never actually been in business.
All right. Now, the third thing that they won't teach in business school –
is that cash matters, okay? Cash is king. So, you know, hopefully you do learn this in business school, but it's amazing, Jed, how many times I'll overhear somebody say something to the effect of, well, you know, if we just had this much, you know, if we had $100 million, we could do this and the return would be this. It would be, you know, we'd get 10 times our return on investment. Well, that's great. And if you don't have $100 million, it doesn't matter how good your idea is.
Yeah, first get $1 million. Next.
Next, right. So it's something that's often overlooked, right? And so maybe they teach that to you in business school and maybe they don't, but it's a good lesson either way, right? Is that cash matters.
Right. And the fourth thing.
You've heard my rant on this before, Jed. Listening is the most underrated skill in business. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is the most important leadership skill that there is people's ability to actually listen to others. It's not something that's not valued in our culture, certainly in North America. There's other parts of the world where they value it higher than we do. But for North Americans, you know, again, all you got to do is turn on the television to watch that what seems to be valued is people shouting over top each other. And people view listening as a passive skill, where if you're actually sitting, listening, absorbing, and considering what somebody has to say, that you're not actively participating, which is, of course, not the case. So keep in mind that listening is not only an important skill, but in my assessment, the most underrated skill in business.
Active listening. Have we podcasted on that previously, Bob?
I think we might have. I don't know. I'm getting kind of confused with we're into the hundreds now, Ted, for
into
our podcast.
Into the hundreds, but I bet you if you went back and looked through the Wiley Manager archives in there, you'd find a podcast on listening.
I think we did do one, yeah.
All right. The fifth thing they don't teach you in business school.
So this is going to be a bit of a shock for some people, but very few MBAs become CEO. So if you're one of those people that think, well, my ticket to the C-suite is going to get my MBA at whatever business school it is, you know, it ain't going to happen. Interestingly, too, you know, people look at the relationships between business and government. Very few heads of state are MBAs. So there was an MBA who was president of the United States. I think there's been 44 presidents now, and there's been one who was an MBA, right? And if you look at around the rest of the world, I'm not aware of any others. I'm sure there are some, you know, it's not the ticket that you think it. Now, that doesn't mean it's a waste of time. It just means it's not your ticket to the C-suite.
It's not your ticket to the top job. In fact, see the other 9 points in here as to how you might get to the top suite.
Bet. Yeah, I think Fortune 500, they did a survey, and I believe it was less than 10% of CEOs have MBAs.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right, let's move along to number six.
All you need to do to be a hero is do what you say you're going to do. Right, it's partially about expectation management. It's partially about getting stuff across the finish line. But either way, if you think about who you know in your life, the people that truly are that you think of as the heroes, these are the people that do the very simple thing of doing what you say you're going to do. That's it.
Jed's version of this one is under promise and over deliver.
There's a huge aspect to expectation management in there, and people somewhat underestimate that at times, right? So you have to be very careful what you commit to, and then the things you do commit to, you have to get across the finish line, preferably earlier and under budget.
Indeed.
Yep.
All right, and the seventh one.
Leadership is not a democracy, contrary to you know, many of the management books out there, and contrary perhaps to some of the things you may learn in business school. So this isn't to suggest that you don't listen to your people. You know, you should listen to people. You should value their opinions, and you should listen carefully. You should consider all these things, and sometimes you do what the heck you want to do, right? So there's you don't. There's oftentimes when you don't gather consensus. There's sometimes where tough decisions need to be made. This is why government has a horrible time getting things done, right? Democracy is sloppy work, right? And there's lots of Winston Churchill comments or quotes here that I could throw in. But nevertheless, it's messy business, right? So with government, we have to put up with it until we find a better way to do it. In business, you don't, right? And so you may indeed have to make some decisions that are not all that popular and may not be consensus. So keep in mind that it's not a democracy.
Can't get it all done by singing Kumbaya around the campfire.
That's right. Sometimes you can, but there's many times when you just can't. You know, you've heard the old adage, it's lonely at the top. It's true.
All right, we're getting into the home stretch here then.
You betcha.
The eighth The eighth important thing that they do not teach you in business school.
Yeah, you'll love this one as an HR guy, Jed. So HR is not a department. It's a way to run your business, right? So again, if you study and benchmark the best run organizations out there, their HR departments are important, but HR is actually the responsibility of every individual manager. Everybody who has direct reports, they are the HR manager. So they're responsible for the performance management. They're responsible for developing their people. They may use HR as a resource to get it done, but they are ultimately accountable for doing those things.
I once heard a very wise man say, HR work is too important to leave to HR people.
He must have been wise, Jed. So isn't that your quote?
Yeah, I think that was mine. All right, number nine.
Okay, this is another one that'll set some people off, but that's what we do here at the Wiley Manager Podcast. Education and intelligence are not necessarily correlated, okay? So just because somebody has a PhD in whatever it may be, they may in fact be completely clueless, right? So now some people think they're inversely correlated. I'm not suggesting that, right? There's lots of smart people out there with that have advanced degrees, but don't confuse education and intelligence, because the two are not. There's people you will meet that did not graduate from high school that are highly, highly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, and wow, here we are. Drum roll.
Yeah, number 10.
Dave Letterman drum roll.
Yep.
The 10th. Important thing that they do not teach you in business school.
Yeah, this is more in sort of the marketing for a lot of these business schools, or if you're considering going to do an MBA or another degree, look at the alumni network, because the alumni network is far more valuable than who's on faculty and the reputation of the school. So if you look at the world's top business schools, so Harvard or INSEAD, Wharton, Queen's University, or University of Western Ontario, globally recognized business schools, okay?
Yeah.
London School of Economics, these big schools. I'll get lots of argument on this, but I'm not entirely sure the quality of education you get is necessarily any better there than they are at many other universities. I do think their alumni networks are way better, and that's worth going there for, right? So, for example, Harvard grads love to hire other Harvard grads. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the quality and value of the alumni network, I think, is more important than the faculty or the reputation of the school. Now, having said that, the reputation of the school and the alumni network are very closely tied. But nevertheless, take a look at the alumni network. You can get an awful lot of mileage if you go right back to the very first thing, it's all about relationships. Right.
Yeah.
If you can go to a business school that can help you form and forge better relationships through the alumni network or other things, then that's a key selling point.
All right, there you have it. The 10 things they don't teach you in business school that Bob thinks are in fact important in business.
There you go. Tell me I'm wrong.
As usual at the Wiley Manager podcast, let's wrap it up with three things.
I sounded like Glenn Beck there for a minute, didn't I? O'Reilly. What's the Bill O'Reilly? He's the guy. Tell me
Bill,
I'm wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, three things to remember. The first one is that any education will make an individual better than they would be without it, but not necessarily better than others. Okay. So if you decide you want to go do one of these degrees, it's going to make you better, Jed, but it's not going to make you better than the guy sitting next to you.
All right. What's the point then?
Well, that's up to you.
Number two.
Number two. Don't do it for the credentials. Okay. Don't do it because you think that it's an MBA or whatever the degree you're looking at is a ticket to anything. Do it because you want to improve yourself.
All right. And the third thing to remember.
Well, and there's been an aspect to this. I don't want anyone to think that I've been arguing that education is more or less important than experience. That's an old and boring argument that I don't find all that relevant, right? You need both. So education versus experience. When somebody tries to lay that argument on you, tell them they're stupid and boring.
There you go. One last tip from Wiley Manager. Tell them that they're stupid and boring.
Yeah, it's what we do. We serve, Jed.
All right, Bob. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, I got a gift for our podcast listeners out there. We've got.
Oh, yeah, sure. I forgot.
Yeah, we've got. Podcast listeners can pick up our 40 most popular cheat sheets by scooting back onto the Wiley Manager website. I'd also remind everybody that if you like what we were talking about today, also back at the Wiley Manager website, we've got the Wiley Manager Guide to Getting Ahead and also the Manager's Guide to 2012. You can pick those off the website. If you enjoyed today's podcast, those are two related ones that might be of interest.
Awesome. Thanks for the reminder, Bob.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.